Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. This week, I'm going to be sharing some excerpts from a little writing project I've been doing just for fun. In 2009, I published a book called Supercoach, 10 Secrets to Transform Anyone's Life. And it was a very successful book. It was a bestseller in the UK and in the United States. And I look back on it now, and I'm a little bit embarrassed. Not because it hasn't been helpful, because obviously it has been helpful, but it was my first attempt at articulating the three principles, what I call the inside-out understanding. And I look back on it and I see just how much misunderstanding there still was in the book. So I don't know that I'll ever fully rewrite the book, but I've been playing around with rewriting sections of it. And so the section I want to share with you today is from a chapter called The Power of Hope. And it begins with a quote from T.E. Lawrence, Lawrence of Arabia. "All men dream, but not all equally. Those who dream by night in the dusty recesses of their mind wake to find it was all vanity. But the dreamers of the day are dangerous, for they may act their dreams with open eyes and make things happen." I was teaching a seminar a number of years ago when a woman stood up, dripping with disgust, and pointed an accusatory finger at me. "The problem with you," she said, "is that you give people hope." She had a point, although in my defense it had never occurred to me that this might be perceived as a bad thing. But she was also inaccurate in her description. I can't give anyone hope any more than I can give them anger or fear. What I can do, and do whenever I can, is point to a deeper understanding of where hope comes from and why it's such a wonderful thing when it comes. I've actually often wondered when hope got such a bad name. Criticism of both classical religion and New Age thinking is filled with accusations of giving people false hope. But what makes hope false? The Oxford American Dictionary defines hope as a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen, and as grounds for believing that something good may happen. False hope, then, doesn't have to do with my feeling of expectation and desire for my relationships to be successful, my business to make money, or my body to recover from an illness, but with my grounds for believing that these things are possible. If I ask you to double down on your dreams because I have secret knowledge of the future that reveals that as long as you do X, Y, and Z, you will ultimately succeed, that is, unfortunately, false grounds for hope. I have no such knowledge. However, if I ask you to move forward on your dreams because there are hundreds, if not thousands, of stories of people who've succeeded in spite of the odds, no matter how heavily those odds seem stacked against them, that is indeed legitimate grounds for hope, regardless of how things ultimately turn out. A quick aside about evidence. In days gone by, the evidence has clearly proven that the sun revolves around the earth, which is in fact flat, that bumblebees can't fly, and that humankind will not only never reach the moon, but can't run a mile in less than 4 minutes or find true and lasting happiness in a world filled with suffering. Oh wait, is that one still a fact? Anyways, here's my definition of hope. Hope is the magic elixir that energizes dreams, fuels possibilities, and lets you live beyond the limits of your habitual thinking. It's not a promise that something you want will happen. It's an invitation to enjoy the possibility of what you want, while you and life negotiate the eventual outcome. There is never a good reason not to hope. In my work with clients, there are three kinds of dreams that inevitably come up while we're together. Those they've outgrown, those they've fulfilled, and those they've given up on. Here's a dream inventory you can take to reflect on the many dreams you've had for yourself and your life over the years. You can do this in your head, or you can do it on a piece of paper. If you're doing it on paper, make three columns. And column A is for the dreams in your life that you've outgrown. So to be a firefighter, ballerina, or astronaut, to be in a bizarre industrial accident that turns you into a real-life superhero, to take over the Playboy empire from Hugh Hefner. Now, when I actually wrote the originals, I included to have the red and white car from Starsky and Hutch, and then I thought, do you know, that might actually be too far back for most people to know. Look it up, kids. It was a great show. Column B is for the dreams that you've already lived or you're living now. For example, I always wanted to live abroad, and I did. I used to dream of having a big soppy dog, and now I've had three of them. Sergeant Pepper, some of you have seen pictures of on my Facebook page. I thought it would be cool to work alongside the masters in my field, and for many years now, I've done just that, even after I changed fields. Column C is for the dreams you've given up on, either because they seem impossible, or because you've tried and failed up until now, or because they just seem like too much work. For example, winning the Nobel Peace Prize, recovering from a chronic illness, becoming a millionaire, marrying the man or woman of your dreams. Now here's what I want you to do. Take a fresh look at the dreams that you've given up on. Is there anything in there you'd still love to have happen if it could? And if so, you can wake that dream up by allowing yourself to dream it, hopefully. And if not, what is a dream that you'd really like to see happen, but it might seem a bit impossible? And here's a few tricks you might find helpful. The first is stop arguing for why you can't have what you want. I worked with Dr. Richard Bandler, the co-creator of NLP, for a number of years, and he had a simple dictum he brought out whenever someone started making the case for their own limitations. If you can't, you won't. Now, I kind of like to use three words when one would probably do. So when I say that to people, what I say is, look, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you don't actually know. So why limit yourself by guessing? If instead of arguing for your limitations, you argue for your possibilities, you'll find much more capacity and creativity inside you than you ever dreamed possible. Think about your dream. What if it could work? Yeah, I know. But what if it could? What then? B. Check in to see if you actually want it. A friend told me that before she died, Sid Banks' wife Barbara said, "You can have anything you want, you just have to actually want it." This, in fact, is the point at the heart of my book, You Can Have What You Want. Chances are that you can have what you want. But no matter how hard you try, it's really difficult to keep moving forward long enough to create what you don't actually want in the first place. While it's something that you get a feel for over time, a simple way to check in is to ask yourself, if this fell into my lap out of a clear blue sky, would I take it? If your answer is anything other than an emphatic and obvious, yeah, move on. C. Take the first step. There's a wonderful book called A Rich Man's Secret by Ken Roberts. And on a mysterious tombstone, the young seeker at the heart of the story sees the following phrase engraved in marble. Take the first step, no more, no less, and the next will be revealed. In the Lord of the Rings trilogy, J.R.R. Tolkien equates good magic with awakening hope and dark magic with covering it over. And in over 25 years of working with clients on living the life of their dreams, the biggest dream killer I come across is reasonableness. People have so many good reasons not to move forward on their dreams that their creativity shuts down and they literally can't see what's possible. They make up the future and then decide what to do or not do based on what they made up. Here's a simple truth I've seen play itself out again and again in my life and in the lives of my clients. You can't think your way out of a problem you made up with your thinking. If you know you want to head in a direction, take the first step. No more, no less. And the next will be revealed. In my experience, you'll not only be pleasantly surprised by where you end up, you'll be even more pleasantly surprised by how quickly you get there. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.